Hello, everybody. It's Candace from A-Plus Resumes for Teachers. I've got an article today. I just want to give you a podcast for it. It's 10 things you need to know before changing careers. So, you know, many people call it something different, a career transition, career change, career move, advancement, or just a job search. Whatever you want to call it, you want to get up and be excited about what you do for work, because it's just so much better that you know when you need to make a career change. Take a look at a few of these questions. Are you bored while you were at work? Maybe there's no challenge left. Are you tired all the time? Experience job burnout? Has your life changed in a major way? Maybe the kids are grown and money isn't such a big factor anymore. You want to do something more rewarding? Or maybe it's the other way. You want to do something where you're rewarded, with more money. You want an advancement in money. Do you want to gain a broader base knowledge, learning something new? Does the future look bleak in your current profession or occupation? Are your coworkers, bullies? Are they hostile? Do you just hate going to work because of them? And there's nothing you can do about it, or it doesn't feel like there is. Does your position use too many weaknesses that you have, and you would sooner focus more on the strengths that you enjoy using? Are you fed up with working for someone else and you want to be your own boss? You want to be an entrepreneur. So if any of these sound like, you answered yes to, you need to start asking yourself what you really, really want to do for the rest of your life. So whether you are not happy in your current career, it may be time to make that change. A little burnt out. So you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way. And usually there's kind of like that rock bottom. It's like, I've had enough. And so, I know from just because of what I do or personal experience, there's many professional grad that graduate from college and they take the first job that is offered. And then before long, 10 years has passed and they're still in the same career, without ever really having chosen that career path for themselves. Oftentimes, life gets in the way of our dreams. We take the easiest option, or the least complicated, or the least risky choice at the time. And it's easy to understand why. We all got bills to pay, student loans to pay, families to support, but somewhere down the line, we should want to be happy for our careers. After all, that's where we spend the majority of our life living. So if you've gotten stuck in a rut professionally, you're not alone. Like I said before, lots of people go through this. And a lot of times I see the career change at around 40 to 50 years old, 55. They're wanting to make that change. I mean, sometimes earlier and sometimes later. But it can seem a lot easier and less frightening to just stick out the job that you're doing because you're in the comfort zone. But of course, that comfort provides stability for your family. But of course, that's not the easiest way to live your life to the fullest. So when you've acknowledged that you're unhappy in the current situation and that a career change maybe the best option for you, acceptance and surrendering is a great first step. But before you do anything else, there's several things for you to consider. Evaluate your job satisfaction. When you're planning a career change, it is important to first evaluate your level of satisfaction in your current job. To do this, keep a daily journal to track your reaction regarding daily work-related situations, as well as to help you track the highs and the lows of work life. This will give you some perspective on what aspects of your job you dislike, and it will also, in turn, help you decipher whether the issues you have are with your career itself or with your coworkers, department, or just the company or school culture. This will help you to make sure that it really is time for you to start looking for a new career, and not just that you are undergoing a certain rough patch that some much needed vacation can fix. So why are you making the career change? Making the career change decision, it can be quite a task, thought-provoking task. You want to make certain that you're switching the career path is in fact what you want to do before you go ahead with it. Remember the education you had to acquire and various skills you had to develop in order to obtain your current job. Choosing to now change careers will require the same effort. However, making a career change can definitely be worth it. So ask yourself this question before you move forward. You need to make sure you are doing it for all the right reasons. So then you want to access your skills, your core values, motivators, and interests. To effectively manage your career change, you will need to first evaluate your interest, core values, adaptability, your work skills, and other related aspects by reviewing your successful goals in past positions, projects, or activities that you've done, maybe something that you enjoy doing at school, or of course through volunteer work, you know, or even that of a parent. And you also have to identify the skills you developed or implemented recently in your current job, and whether you enjoyed these tasks or not, because it's important that you enjoy what you do, right? Identify potential career alternatives. You can evaluate other career alternatives by networking with people like your friends, colleagues, or family, a counselor. Visit the O-Net online, or a physical library, and yes, they still do have these, for career information. It can also help you obtain valuable career advice and help you to discover viable options. It is best to explore all career alternatives as long as they are related to your personal skills and core values. You can also observe other professionals in a particular field so you can gain firsthand opinions about whether or not you will be successful in this line of work, should you decide to pursue it. So you can conduct what we call is some informational interviews with people in the career that you're of interest to. So if it's teaching that you want to go into, you know, interview some teachers or some administrators, or if it's into a sales role, you know, I know that we have certainly helped those transitioning from teaching out to a business role. So whatever change you are making, you know, you have to find out as much as what you can about them. You know, what do you maybe dislike about that position? You could ask people. What do you find the most challenging part about it? Perform an initial comparative assessment. It's important for you to first conduct a comparative assessment on various careers based on your skills and proficiencies. So you can identify several niche targets for more in-depth research. You don't want to make the mistake of jumping into another career only to find that it's a poor fit. You need your new career direction to target your desires and your match to your values, your motivators, your strengths, and your ambitions. And of course, you need to read as much as you can about the field that you're interested in joining, and try to make personal contacts, you know, whether that be in person or through LinkedIn, you know, maybe through Facebook. Try to get involved in groups and evaluate your interest, maybe see what's happening within that industry too. And, you know, look back and upon your previous employment and see what skills or accomplishments that you had then that would be in fact relevant or applicable to where you're trying to get to. And of course, research, research, and research some more, because you can never do too much research when you're making a big step like this. And you need to be absolutely, you know, positive that you're wanting to make this change. Okay, and maybe you'll need to go back to school or take some online courses. And there's a lot of online courses available for various different occupations. So you can also check that out. If you want to go into special education teaching as opposed to regular teaching, you might need, you'll need maybe a special certification in special ed. Or maybe you want to become information technology at one of the schools. So again, you might have to, of course, brush up on your technology skills. And there are, again, tons and tons of courses online for that kind of stuff. Okay. So I think what you've got to do is just, you know, do you have the energy? Do you have the time? Do you want to go ahead and do this? And, 16 years ago, when I decided to become a resume writer and career interview and job search coach, I didn't expect all the new skills needed to generate clients, you know, such as SEO, the technology, the website development, social media networking. And yes, I do love it because I'm a very social person. And I've got this huge quest for knowledge, but I did not have a clue. You know, I'm an excellent writer, and I love to write, but, then there's all this technology stuff and social media stuff that you need to know if you're going to, you know, become an entrepreneur, especially if your business is going to be online, the marketing part of it. So evaluate your transferable skills, and do you possess the characteristics necessary to excel, such as patience or communication skills, organization, time management, problem solving, etc.? Do you have transferable skills from past jobs that would help you in the new position? How do you react in situations of turmoil? You know, how fast do you learn new concepts? Can you figure out problems on your own? Do you work well in a team-orientated and independent work environment? Upon first glance, these questions may not seem relatable to your future or your current position, but if you dig deep and look at your current responsibilities, you will find you have many transferable skills and are able to make them work in your new career. And of course, myself, Candace, through 16 plus years of finding people's transferable skills and being able to transition those over to the new position so that resume, cover letter, LinkedIn profile, when it lands on somebody's computer screen or somebody's desk, it speaks to that position. So it's a very, very, very important thing to dig deep for those relevant skill set accomplishments and, examples to back them up. And make a realistic plan. A career change is not something that will happen overnight. It will take time and effort, sacrifices, and probably money in order to make it happen. You'll need to put together a strict budget to ensure that you will not run short of funds to make the transition. The end goal will definitely be worth the effort and risk, you know, as long as you've done your research. But you need to be realistic on your timeline. You know, you might want to connect with me and get some career coaching set up so you can discuss it prior to making that change. That's something else that we offer. for this reason, it will be, you know, for these reasons, it'll be beneficial to make your plan. And your plan should include all the steps that the career change will require, as well as realistic timeline to accomplish each of those steps. This will also help you to keep your goals, since you're breaking up your main goal of changing your career into smaller, more manageable steps. Okay, and number 10, are you able to be flexible? So undergoing such a large life change, like changing career, it's going to require a lot of effort, and so you're going to need to be flexible. So are you willing to take courses, possibly go back to school, maybe an unpaid internship, or work multiple part-time jobs? You know, of course, the effort into job search. You know, are you willing to come in early or do whatever it takes to make that career change happen? And you know, you just want to be ready for it. And I've seen many success stories, like so many, and it's been wonderful. But you know, again, they go in with a solid resume, solid cover letter, LinkedIn profile. They know what they need to do to make it all happen, and they're prepared to, of course, have a lot of patience and get organized and leave no stone unturned in order to get opportunities. So again, it shouldn't be taken lightly, and know that it, you know, it is like a job to search for a job in any case, and with a career changer, it might be that much more effort just because you are going into a field maybe that you do not know a lot of contacts, or you do not know maybe the job firsthand. But don't let fear hold you back from finding a career that makes you happy. You know, if you're enthusiastic about a certain profession, energized at the prospect of that career change, wish to give back to your community, have a passion for the field of interest, and are set on making your mark in the new adventure, then you're ready to get started on the career change. So I'd certainly love to hear from you. On this post, you could certainly read it, and I would appreciate it if you share the post with others so they know to, you know, go over all these points before making that step, and certainly follow me on my social media channels. I'd love to connect with you, and thank you for listening to me, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.